8th Perek of Erech and 7th Mishnah. Machrim Odim is Kodoshim. We learned in the previous Mishnah that a person can be Machrim, make a Chayrim for the Kohanim from his Kobonus. Now the question is, how could he do that? We learned in the previous Mishnah that something does not belong to him, he cannot be Machrim. Ben Kodoshim, Kodoshim, make Kodoshim Kalim, where is the Kodoshim Kodoshim, like Oilo, Chattis, Vishlomim, Kodoshim Kalim, Oilo, Chattis, Vishlomim, or Kodoshim Kalim, like Shlomim, Toidah, Chomaisen, Pesach. Yeah. Even that, if he made a neder, which means a Harei Alai, then Noisin has Dovim, then he gives a value because it's still considered his animal, since if it gets lost, he has to replace it. In the Dovim, he said, Harei Zu, this animal is a Kovin, and a male, if it gets lost, there's no responsibility. Then he Noisin has Tavos, so he just gives how much is worth to him to have a Kovin brought for him. He gets that Kapara. And he gets that Schus of giving a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shol Zeh Oila. If he says this shor should be an oila, oimdim, we assess kama the rotzi litim b'shol zeh la'loise oila, how much a person will be willing to pay for an axe to bring it only as oila. That's the only rights he has from it, to bring it as oila shen rasha, even though he's not in b'chuyiv to bring that kovan. That is the toivus hano, how much a person will be willing to pay for this animal if the only thing you do with it is bring it as a kovan. And b'chor ben tovim ben balmun machim moisei. A b'chor, whether it's without a blemish or with a blemish, it can be machim. So when it's a balmun, it's posh, it belongs to him. Why? Because yeah, that's a chiddush that he can do that. Yeah, Kated Poitim Oisai. He says, in the case of the Bechor, how to redeem it? In other words, the Bechor, it has its intrinsic status as Bechor. That you cannot be machin. So, the concept of being machin a bechor is similar to what we said about kobonis. The bechor doesn't belong to Israel, it has to give it to a kohen. Still has a certain value to him. How much he'd be willing to pay to have such an animal and be able to give it over to kohanim. Kate said, "Poydim oisay." Apoydim oimdim kam adam rotzi liten bimchol zeh v'litl ven bitoy ven achoyse. How do we redeem it? The poyde assesses how much a person wants to give for this bechor, so that he should be able to give it over to his grandchild or his nephew who is a kohen. In other words, once again, I can't get anything out of a bechor other than giving it as a gift to somebody else. So whatever that's worth to me, that was where I can mach. Rabbi Shmuel Oima, Kosev Echad Oima Taktish. One person says, should be Maktish a Bechor. Kosev Echad Oima Al Taktish. Another person says, don't be Maktish the Bechor. It's not necessary. You have Shalom Taktish, Ekvar Nemalei Taktish. Al Taktish. You can't say you have to be Maktish because it says you don't have to. You have Shalom Al Taktish. Don't be Maktish, Ekvar Nemalei Taktish. Emma Miata. From here we learn, Maktish Ata Hekdash Ilo. You can be Maktish what it's worth to you. In other words, how much you're willing to pay to someone should give you a bechor, they should give it over to somebody else. It's a makdisha hektish mizbeach. You can't give it a hektish of another korban, because since it's a bechor, its status is a bechor. You can't make it into a chafas or any other korban.